My dear friend in Christ, a dad and his 25-year-old son were traveling on a train. The boy was jumping with excitement, looking out of the window and shouting, "Dad, Dad, look, the trees are going behind us and the clouds are following this train." He went on and on, "Dad, look, this train is going through a big tunnel." At every exclamation, the dad just gently smiled and pressed his son's hand. Observing his childish behavior, a co-passenger told the boy's father, "Why don't you take your son to see a good doctor?" With tears welling up in his eyes, the man replied, "I did. We are just coming from the hospital. My son was blind from birth, and he just got back his eyesight today." My dear friend in Christ, very often our judgments about people are clouded and are based on what we do not see. We are clouded because of personal prejudices or by opinions of others. If only we choose to ask people directly their real life story, we will be less judgmental and more kind and considerate. Here's another story. A doctor was urgently called to attend to a medical emergency. When the doctor came in, rushing towards the operation theater, the man shouted out, "Why did you take so long to come? Don't you know that my son's life is in danger? Don't you have any sense of responsibility?" "I'm sorry, I had to rush from very far. Don't worry, keep praying," the doctor said. "I will do my best to save your son." After the surgery, the doctor said, "Your son is out of danger. He will survive." And the doctor left in a hurry. A little moments later, the man asked a nurse, "Why does he look so arrogant and in such a hurry?" And the nurse said, "His only son died yesterday in a road accident. He was at the burial when we telephoned him. He left now to finish his son's burial." My dear friend in Christ, after Jesus rescued an adulterous woman from being stoned to death, John chapter 8 verse 1 to 11, he asked her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She answered, "No one, sir." He replied, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and do not sin anymore." Jesus was not endorsing adultery, but actually telling her, "I know your life story and your struggle, so I do not condemn you." Have you judged someone without knowing their real life story, my dear friend? Think about these things. Have a good and godly day.